Okay, we continue with today's mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Pei, mitzvah 180, as we continue Baruch Hashem after Yantif. Hope everybody have a nice had a nice Yantif, and Baruch Hashem, we get back to the mitzvah shir in the middle of Parshas Metzorah. We still have four or so mitzvahs left to Parshas Metzorah to Mentara. Today's mitzvah is not so lemaisa, but it has very lemaisa. It's not lemaisa per se, but it has lemaisa connections very much. Today's mitzvah is the Tumah of Shechva Zera. Pasuk says in Mitzorah Perek Tesvah, Pasuk Tezayin, V'ishki Seitzim Yemena Shechva Zera, a man who has semen, who has sperm come out of him, V'rachas B'mayim is called B'sarov V'tamei Da'arev. That Shechva Zera is Tamei, and it is Mitamei, the person who has hit emit from come out from him. V'tamei Da'arev, and he has to go to the mikvah, and he's Tamei till that day. He's Tamei for one day. V'chol Begad V'chol Ar Asher Yelav Shechva Zera, V'chubas B'mayim V'tamei Da'arev. Also, anything that the Shechva Zera touches, any Begad Okli is Tamei for one day. The Isha, we'll talk about this later also. Sheishkav Ish Osa Shechva Zera, a woman who is with a man, meaning anytime a husband and wife are together. There's no Aveira being done here, just a mitzvah. Every time a man and wife are together, they become Tamei. The man becomes Tamei because of the Nigia. The Shechva Zera comes out of him and is Tamei him b'maga. But even the woman, it says, she becomes Tamei. What do you mean she becomes Tamei? What if the Shechva Zera is only inside of her? That's not called a maga. That's what Rashi explains. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch says in our mitzvah as well, in Os Hei. The special din that a woman who is with a man and he is mostly Shechva Zera into her, she is Tamei because of the Bia, the Maisa Bia. It's not a Nigia because a touching inside Beis HaStarim doesn't count as a touching. So, but it's a special din of Tumas Isha that is Shochev Im Ba'ala, Shochev Im Adam. Okay, so the Sefer Chinuch says, Mitzvahs Inin Tumas Shechva Zera Shutame Umetame. Leo Shechva Zera Tame Umetame. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, one of the 613, to deal with these issues. So that every time a husband and wife are together, that makes them Tame for a day. And therefore, if they are Kanim, they can't eat Truma. Can eat truma that day until they go to the mikveh and they wait till nightfall. Leo shechva zera tami umatama. Shenemar, that's why, by the way, Kohanim, especially, you look in the archaeological digs, they all had mikvehs in their houses. Because every time when they have to go to the mikveh, every time they were with their wives, they all had mikvehs in their houses. And even many Yisraelim did as well. Shenemar, ishki seisemen shechva zera. Mishar shea mitzvah, the chinuch says, what is that behind the mitzvah? Of ishinyin zelo yikra rak mitan machsheves hatavos hagufanios. This occurrence of having Shechva Zera come out, and we're even talking about it in a mutter way, we'll get to B'ez Hashem at the end, in an usher way, but even in a mutter way, it's when one is focused on physical actions. Hodiyatanu HaTorah Shleima, the Torah tells us, Ki aguf nikra tami bahem, ki ikra hayoso ba'olameinu rak lahavin b'muskalos v'la'avod baro. We have to realize that though this is part of life, it's not the ikra part of life. The ikra part of life is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this act that one is involved in, even b'derech heter, and even as part and an important part of the relationship between a husband and a wife, that is still not directly connected to becoming close to Hashem, and therefore it breeds tumah. Maybe this is connected to an idea that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav by the Mitzvah of Tumas Yoledes. We mentioned an idea from the Hegyon Shel Torah where he says, why is there Tumas Yoledes? Because when a woman has a baby, at that second, it has to be that all of her love is channeled toward that child. That's the Metzius. The Metzius at that moment, where we're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu, who at the moment that he sees Yosef at Tzadik, he says Kriya Shema. We're not on that level. That's not us, right? In reality is that the love is channeled at certain moments towards this person. So that's what we said, Tumas Yoledes. That's where Tumah comes in. Because at that moment, she for sure is focusing on her child and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the Tumah comes in. Maybe it's a similar idea here. Because when a husband and a wife are together, so they are focusing on each other, and hopefully purely on each other. They're not supposed to be thinking about anything else. So maybe that's where the Tumah as well comes in, similar to what the Hegyon Shel Torah says over there, and that is, this is a moment that focusing on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's not humanly expected to focus on Kadosh Baruch Hu in that moment. Maybe not even advisable, because they're supposed to be focusing on each other. So therefore, that's where the Tumah comes in. Okay, so that's just some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Halacha, midini ha-mitzvah. There's a lot in the Minchas Chinuch, but first we'll just go through the Chinuch. Midini HaMitzvah, Ma She'amar Zecharonu LaBracha, Shishira LaRogei B'Kadasha, it has a certain size, like all Avos HaTumos. Go to the first parak of Maseches Kelim. Avos HaTumos, this is one of the Avos HaTumos, each one of them has a minimum shear. Ularoa HaKeri B'Kol Shehu, this is also called a Balkeri, someone who has a Re'iyah of Shechva Zera, that is called a Balkeri. This is in contrast, by the way, to the last two mitzvahs that we spoke about, and that is Zav. Zav is someone, a man, who has an emission that is a sickness, that is not normal, that is not expected. It just comes out when it's not supposed to come out. So that, if that happens a couple of times, that is brings tumma of ziva and ultimately leads to karbanis as well. Balkeri is no, there's no karbanis. There's no, it's not a sickness. It's not something natural. Something natural where a man is with a woman, a man is thinking about a woman, and it comes out. That is shechva zera, and that's natural. And it's batami ularoa keri b'kolshu. For the person who is motzi the zera, it's batami im, even a drop, even less than an adasha. V'yachad roa keri ba'oni, so baratz atami, doesn't matter how it comes out. V'zera shakate in batami, if it's of a child under 9 years old, as the Minchas Chinuch explains in Oz Beis, it is not metame, it doesn't have the status of Shechva Zera. V'chol Zera she'ein adam margish bo. And if it's Zera that a person does not feel coming out, lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, ein otame. If it's something that just comes out, but it's not felt before, after, at any time in the process, so that is not considered Shechvas, that is not considered Shechva Zera, it must be something else. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet talks about the different levels of Tumah. On the third line in Oz Dalet, V'da, the Shech Vazera, hi Ava HaTumah. It is one of the Avas HaTumahs, and therefore it can make a person Tameh. U'metama Adam V'kelim B'maga Avalo B'masa. It's the lowest level, you have to touch it. Not B'masa. If somebody carries something that was absorbed with Shech Vazera, that doesn't touch the Shech Vazera himself, so he does not make himself Tameh. U'bal Keri Atzma, hu kimo nogeya, Tainashu Rishon L'Tumah. Abal Keri himself becomes a Rishon, and all the halachas that apply to a Rishon apply to him as well. Going back to the Chinuch, V'noheges Tumas Shech Vazera B'chol Makom V'chol Zman, this Tumah applies always, it's just that today there's no Nafka Mina, says the Chinuch. Avalachshav Avonoseinu She'in Lano Lo Mikdash Lo Kachim, now with the Dron of Karbanas, So we're not jumping into the Mikvah each time after we are with our wives. That's not the Minag Yisrael, because what do you need to be Tar for? Okay, Kohanim don't go into the Beis HaKfaris, but for Tum and Tara, we don't keep ourselves as Tara, and therefore we don't have Tefillah for this Tuma Bizman Azeh. V'yafal Pikein, but even though this is true, those who have learned Maseches Brachas remember, Ezra Tikein Tefillah LeBalakarian, Ezra Sofer was Mesakein to go to the mikvah for Bali Kri, Kadeshi Nikim Vitaram Yosem Mibach Shavasan, so that it can impact on their thoughts, it can impact on their lives, and below you put a Adam Mitsuyin im Nushosem Katarna Golem, and husbands and wives aren't together more than an appropriate amount. See, it was Mitakein, so if you know you have to go to the mikvah each time, so maybe you'll think beforehand, and it'll be more moderated. It'll be moderated in a way that would be appropriate. That's the Ezra Sofer, the Takan of Ezra Sofer spoken about in the third parak of Maseches Brachas. But already there it says, Ubizmano lo hayadam is pala v'shana b'tara l'achar tefillah. People didn't daven or learn until after they went to the mikvah. Bala Kriyim did not learn. Ubizman hazeh, but the Gemara already says there, on Daf Chav Beis, tebatluhu chachamim l'tfilusach, the chachamim were already mevatel this tevila. Vein adam nimna milis palo ulashanos gamonev tefillin b'shal keri. Nobody, says the Gemara and says the Chinuch, nobody prevents and doesn't learn and doesn't daven because they're a balkari. Vavila netilusa, even a lower level type of tefillah where you just take a shower, you have 9 kavim of water thrown over you. Still, we are not makpid about that bizman hazeh. The Chinuch says end off, it's not a bad idea. V'yavnam bal nefesh hametar lekirio gamayo mido tovum shabach hazilo. It's a nice idea. V'tavo ala bracha. It's a nice midas chasidus. V'yodeh derech tara v'rov tova yachzik. It's a nice idea. The Shulchan Aruch echoes the words of the Chinuch in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, as well as other places. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Pei Ches, "Call its main korban b'Torah, b'korban Kriyas Shema, u'mispalin chus mibalkeri." That Ezra took him out and said that they can't. But then v'achar kach, this is still the Shulchan Aruch, bitlu osa takana v'heemidu hadavar al hadin, they omevatel the takana, and they said on the din she'alf balkeri mutter b'divrei Torah, as the Gemara says, divrei Torah ain't a makabun tuma. U'b'kriyas Shema, u'b'tfila below tefila below rechitza t'tishakavin v'chein pashan minug. The minug is not to. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Anshei Maisa that do. Even though the Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah, of course, the earlier postgame, say that maybe there's a lachatchila to be makpid for this. One has to remember two very important principles, and that is, we have to know, as we mentioned in our shir about in Yanei Chumras, we have to realize whether this is a chumra that is appropriate for what we are up to in life. You know, if we are having issues with saying brachas with kavana, and if we are having issues with giving to davening on time, and if we are having issues speaking lashon hara, we probably shouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to take upon myself this chumra. There are basic dinim that we have to focus on before we take it upon ourselves this chumra. Number one, we have to make sure that the chumra is appropriate for where I'm up to in life. As we've quoted from the Gemara in Chulin, that one of the Amarim, Bar Ukva, even though his father used to wait 24 hours between flechus and milchiks, he didn't, even though he knew that was an ideal, because he said, I'm not there, that's not me. Number one. Number two is the issue the Mechas Chinuch brings up. The Mechas Chinuch in Os Zion, second paragraph, Vihine. Efshar de Adam Yachol Kabel Atzmo, Tvila, Vleshavi Lekachova. It could be, says the Menachas Chinuch, that somebody could accept to do this. And he says, just like Ma'ariv theoretically is a Rishus, but Kiblo Alei Kechova, and Lamaisa, there's not many differences between Ma'ariv and other Shmon Esrei. The Rambam says there's no Chazaras Hashatz, because it's Tfilas Arav is Rishus, and a couple of other ideas, but Lamaisa, for all intents and purposes, Ma'ariv is a Chova like the others. Because it was accepted, so somebody could do that with his tefillah too. But then says the Menachas Chinuch, very importantly, Ach Nireh, Didavka LaHachre Mahani Kabbalah Avalo LaHakel. Ma'ariv, you could do it because Ma'ariv is a chumrah, so you could accept it. Kiblo Leich Lechova, because it's a chumrah and there's no downside. But here there's a downside because let's say somebody accepts to do this and then they're nowhere near a mikvah. What's they're not going to learn for the day? They're not going to daven that day. It's terrible. It's what's called a chumra da'asi l'dei kula. Vai chumra da'asi l'dei kula. Sha'al yidei ze yevutal mikriyashma. V'tfila lo mahani kabbalah. So to be makabel, something that is a kula, there's no kabbalah for that. So says the Menachas Chinuch, one has to be very wary about this chumra that is asi l'dei kula. We've quoted in the same context, in that same shiur, the Gemara in Sota. Gemara in Sota, the Mishnah in Sota says that on daf, chaf or so, that there are a number of people that destroy the world. One of them is called a chassid shote. Chaf aman aleph. Hu ha yomer. Chassid shote harehu mevalei olam. Who is a chassid shote? Says the Gemara. Heichidam mechassid shote. Chaf aleph mebeis. Kagon. Dekatava itza benara. A woman is drowning in the river. And the person knows how to swim. A man knows how to swim to save her. Va'amar. And he says, Lavarach aralis takuli bavatsula. I don't look at women. So I can't go save her. That's what the Gemara calls a chassid shota. It's crazy. What, you're being machmir? Okay, it's a din normally, but here in this certain context, it's a chumra. It's not even a chumra. It's a crazy thought to not look at women where b'makam that you could save her life. That's a chassid shota, the Gemara says. Tosfos there quotes the Yerushalmi. Tinok mevabeya benar. Baby is drowning. A person says, L'kisha echlos tfilin atzilanu. Let me take off my tfilin first. And while he takes off his tefillin, maybe the baby drowns, Rachmana Litzlan. Jump in with your tefillin on! Right? So we have to realize there's always a hierarchy, and whenever we do one halacha, we have to make sure it's not stepping on the toes of any other halacha. Just one more example, and then we'll get back to the Shechva Zera. Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov the Tshuva, and Chelet Gimel Simin Mehei. Right? And Yana Diyoma, we're still in Tishrei. Sitting in a sukkah, how long does one have to wait on the first night of sukkahs if it's pouring out to eat? So he goes through some of the poskim and he says, Lo Yadati, there were some people who said, don't you have to wait 6 hours, whatever it is? He says, Lo Yadati Echmalu Libam La Soskein, Leshakem Yoser Mechachamenuzal, La Hachmer Bechumers Yeseros, Yosem Mashachmir Beshasu Poskim, Rishon Machronim. It's a serious issue. But to wait so many hours, and then he says at the end, well, you have a wife and kids there? Ein Lucha Minias Yantif Gedola Mizu. So we think, oh, it's a chumra, we're being machmir. If it's a chumra d'asavli de'kula, it is totally inappropriate, and that's why the Menachas Chinuch says here, if this chumra is going to lead to kulas, which many times it will, in our day and age, one should not. This is not a lachadchila that one should be machmir on, if one feels that it's appropriate for them. And, you know, I would think it's a serious shiloh that one should ask the rabbeim before they take upon this lachadchila of the chinuch of Tavu Olav Bracha. Okay, let's continue. What else can we talk about here? If you look in Os Hey, the Menachas Chinuch points out the special din of the woman, like we just said. Vegama Isha, Tamei Mishum Balkari, a woman who is with a man, is Tamei Mishum the Balkari. Lo mipnei she no gas b'shech vazera. She beis astar meinim atamim benegiya. It's not because of the sperm touching her, because it only touches her inside, which is not considered a halachic touch. Rak, gzeres hakasev hi. It's a gzeres hakasev. a maisa bia is mitame the woman. Then he talks all about the different permutations. What if somebody has a maisa bia but he's not motzi zera? What if he only starts a, that's a suffix of the Mishnah Malach. What if he only starts a maisa bia, he has ha'ara, and he's not gomer the maisa bia, then he says, thinks for sure not, there is no tuma. That's not called a maisa bia. Okay, various issues brought up. Next, os, still in os hey. The next paragraph, v'chein isha, the Minchas Chinuch now discusses poleta shechva zera. So this is very lemaisa. Very lemaisa. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on daf, peivav, shechva zera has a halachic potent status for 3 24-hour periods, for 72 hours. That's the halacha. And therefore what? And therefore, first of all, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to tell Bnei Yisrael before our Sinai, Atikshu Elisha, for 3 days they can't, because he doesn't want them to be, have the woman have it, to have be what's called poletes shechva zera, to be spitting out shechva zera from her body, because we know the after a woman is, a man and woman are together, the woman has a plate of shechva zera for a couple of days. So it says the Gemara, that Zera has status of potency for 3 24-hour periods. As the Minchas Chinuch says, V'chenisha polata shechva zera betoch shalosh onos. 3 24-hour periods. Where is this lemaisa? This is for Hilchas Nida bizman hazeh. As we know, on a Doraisa level, a Nida, we'll talk more about this, Be'ez Hashem, in the next mitzvah, Nida and Zava coming up, a Nida Doraisa has to wait, has to, once she sees Dam, so at the end of 7 days, she doesn't have Siktara, if she's clean, then she is Mutaris Labayla after she goes to the mikvah. But nowadays we treat all nidas as zavis, as we'll talk about, and therefore she needs 7 clean days, shivanikiyam. On a daraisa level, 7 clean days from uterine blood. But come along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said, based on that Gemara by Har Sinai, that a woman not only needs 7 clean days from dam, but she needs 7 clean days from any seminal discharge. And therefore, Chazal said that we don't start counting 7 clean days until after we can be sure that there's no more pleita shechva zera. How long is that? So, step one in the halacha was adding on an extra 4 days. Because if you have 3 24-hour periods, so if you start from the time of the Maisa Bia and go 3 24-hour periods down from there, that's 4 days. The fourth day is out of the count. You can't start counting till day 5. But the famous tshuva of the Shuvah Sadeshen, quoted by the Ramah, it's in Kuf Tzadik Vav, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Ramah, is to add on an extra day. Because of the issue of Bein Hashmashos, the Ratrumas Sadeshen says in Simen, Reish Mem Hei, Shem Tatir Law, Shehit Tatchil, Yemei Asvira Miyom Hei, Ika Lamechish, the Zimnin Tashamish Bein Hashmashos. Maybe she'll be with her husband Bein Hashmashos, and she'll think it's still daytime, but it's really the nighttime, and she'll be short 1 day. So because of that case, we add on an extra day, and we don't start counting Shiva Nikiyam until 5 days have passed. Most of the time, for most women in the world, it doesn't really make much of a difference, this extra day and these 5 days, because they're bleeding for at least 5 days anyway. So Lamaisa, these days don't make a difference. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does, and in halacha, this extra day, if there's a tzorach gadol in certain situations, which we're not even going to get into right now, if the woman has to get rid of, if she's able to do a hefsek after 4 days, and there's a tzorach gadol, mishum puravu, mishum other things, a posek might allow a woman to knock off that 5th day, because it is a second stage, after the 4, and then the extra one into the 5. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. To quote you, the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadik Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hapolet shechva zera bimei sfirasim, hutoch vav onos l'shimusha soseres osoyom l'fichach." And therefore, if a woman is, when does she start counting? Only after 4 days. The Ramah adds on, no, the extra day, and also the Ramah adds on, which is we hold the Maisa, even if a woman wasn't just with her husband right before she saw Adam. And there's no, let's say she wasn't with her husband for a week. It doesn't matter, we stay. They still need the 5 days before the 7 days. That's all related to our mitzvah of Tumas Shechvas Zera. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in the continuation now, let's go to Oz Vav. He talks about maybe there is a Nafkamina Lamaisa today, but if a Balkari cannot go onto Harabayas, those who walk out to Harabayas, that's a Nafkamina. But then towards the end of the last paragraph, says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a question. The tefillah of Ezra, let's say someone is makbid on it today, or even Bizman Sh'oz, was it a tefillah like all tefillos? Like chatzitzos would be a problem? If there was any halachic interference between the body and the water, would it be a problem or not? So how was Ezra misaking it? So he quotes a fascinating raya. the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Memhei Beis that there was a certain person that they used to call the Aramean, Bar Armai. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Leit, why? They said he's like a guy. Why? Because he didn't have a proper tefilas ger. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Milo Tava Lakirio. Hey, he must have gone to the mikvah for his being Balkari. So if he went to the mikvah, so that would count for his gerus too. What do you see from there? They were going to count that the assumption of the Gemara was that you could count the tefilas lekeri, tefila lekeri, for a tefilas ger. If tefila lekeri, you don't have to be worried about chatzitzas, then obviously you cannot count, so it must be that one is allowed, it's the same standard of a tefila that is required for any ikra din of tefila. Once we're talking about this mitzvah, it's also important to note the halacha of motzi shech vazer levatala. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida, kol ha motzi shech vazer levatala chayiv misa ukiilu shofech damim ukiilu oved avodas kochavim. One of the worst acts a man could be involved in. What about a woman? Is a woman, could a woman be over this issur? That's a major machlokas we've shown him. You could look at Tosis right here. Is the issur of Hashkasa Shech Vazera, is it only a contrast and a foil to the Mitzvah Puravu? Because the women are Mitzvah in Puravu, they're not Mitzvah in Hashkasa Levatala. That is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Not for now, but either way, at least for a man for sure, it is a terrible act to be involved in. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon about this in Evan HaEzer, in Simin Chav Gimel. Also, Lozi Shech Vazer Levatala. Va'avon Zech Chomer Mikol Averish HaBatora. Lefichach, lo Yehei Adam Dashmi, Befnim Mazor Mi Bachutz. Ve'lo Yisa Ktana Shinari Lahot Leleid. He talks all about the details of this halacha. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that even though, this is Evan Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simon, Yud Dalid, even though there is a Pnei Yoshua that seems to say this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, says Rav Moshe, don't think that way. It is for sure Da'oraisa. Chas v'shalom lo markein, ki otzas ha'zor zel v'atolu Da'oraisa, v'gam chayim misa b'dei shamayim, v'hu isra chomer ma'od. Why isn't it counted? Okay, he explains why isn't it counted as one of the 613. Rav Moshe explains, but obviously for sure it is Da'oraisa. This is a very important, though, halacha to be aware of, because there are certain times when we have to be motzi zera. Let's say there's fertility issues, and the doctors have to procure the sperm from the man. What's the best way to get the sperm out? That's a major discussion in the poskim. That's not levatala. But what's the best way to get it? Can, let's say, Rahman al-Islam, somebody knows that they're getting, they're going for certain treatments for certain sicknesses, and they know that might affect their zera. Are they allowed to take zera out beforehand and freeze it to be able to use it to impregnate their wife afterwards because they're not going to be able to have more children? Major, serious shilas that are only decided by the Yechidei school of the Gdolei Adar, but they're all related to this issue of Hashchasa Zera Levatala and the status of Shechva Zera. Okay, we'll stop here, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue with the last three mitzvahs in Mitzora coming up.